So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
And I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Here's what's happening. Nearly 750 workers will lose their jobs when Rite Aid closes its stores in Erie, Niagara, Chautauqua, and Cattaraugus counties on Wednesday. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is looking at the impact.
In Western New York alone, a total of 68 stores are set to close as of this coming Wednesday, June 4th, impacting more than 700 people who are employed by the company across the region. Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Burstein realizes the closure of these Rite Aid stores is a huge loss for the community at large.
Rite Aid has been a huge partner and has a huge presence in Erie County. They are, you know, a major pharmacist in our area. Many people, Rite Aid is the only accessible pharmacy for them, not just people in the rural areas that otherwise have to travel like 30, 40 miles or more to find a pharmacy, but also people in the city that don't have transportation. When those close, I'm not sure where those individuals are going to be able to go.
Dr. Burstein says the Erie County Department of Health is looking to help residents mitigate the problem of finding a new pharmacy close to their homes or place of work, along with the assistance of local pharmacy associations. Another concern for Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz is the closure of Rite Aid stores will now leave buildings like these vacant.
They're fairly decent-sized buildings. They're not small because it's not just the pharmacy that was located in the Rite Aid. It was the store itself. So there's a lot of communities that relied on that for more than just pharmaceuticals. It also relied on it for just general food and other types of products. So it is a concern because it's going to impact the tax base. Of course, when you close those buildings, the value of the building is much less.
More on the closure of local Rite Aids can be found online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
All right, Brayton, thank you. And a lot of stores closing in just a couple of days here this upcoming Wednesday. Well, many Hamburg residents still coming to grips with this month's deadly home explosion. WBEN Zach Penkew was at a town meeting last night.
Hamburg Police Captain John Baker says last night's meeting was to give West Lane residents support and reassurance following the deadly home explosion that happened almost 3 weeks ago.
I thought the community that turned out, I thought it was a great turnout. They asked multiple questions. A lot of it, too, would focus on the mental health. This was a very large critical incident. A lot of times people aren't exposed to this sort of thing.
Licensed mental health professionals volunteering with Red Cross were also at the meeting, offering resources to residents affected by the explosion.
People may realize weeks, months later that they're actually feeling some of those symptoms. They're having a hard time sleeping or eating, or their coping mechanisms aren't working. And that's a great time to reach out and ask for some help. We have a couple of resources we shared. There is a disaster mental health distress line. We recommend people calling the disaster distress line just to talk to somebody.
Zach Penkew, WBEN.com News.
All right, Zach, thank you for that. Chippewa Street downtown will see some changes this summer. Buffalo Mayor Chris Scanlon yesterday said the section of Chippewa between Delaware and Franklin Street will be closed off to vehicles between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. on Friday and Saturday nights, starting this weekend through Labor Day.
By reducing vehicular traffic during those peak hours in this corridor, we're creating a pedestrian-friendly environment that's safer, more walkable, and better suited for a nightlife activity and beneficial to all the restaurants and bars down here in this area. It's about creating a more enjoyable experience for everyone who chooses to come down to downtown Buffalo and spend their nights on Chippewa.
The move aimed at ending fights and violence, like the Sunday night stabbing that injured three people. The safety measures could go further. City officials and bar owners who made the announcement referenced changes in Rochester's entertainment district, where the city not only banned vehicles around popular bars, but gated off sidewalks and would only allow patrons to enter and leave the area through designated checkpoints showing photo ID that they were over 21.
Right. Several court rulings on President Trump's authority to impose tariffs. An appeals court said the tariffs can stay for now after two other courts ruled that the president overstepped his authority.
24 hours after a federal judge blocked President Trump's sweeping tariffs, saying they were an overreach of a president's executive power, a federal appeals court now stepping in, hitting pause on the order. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit granting what's called an administrative stay, allowing the tariffs to continue while the legal battle plays out. The court has set a briefing schedule through June 9th. The White House calling that move a positive development.
That's Zoreen Jha reporting from Washington.
President Trump travels to Pittsburgh today, where he'll visit the U.S. Steel Corporation, Irvin Works. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the trip follows last week's announcement that the company will remain headquartered in Pittsburgh.
He will discuss this historic deal and discuss American jobs and American steel.
The visit also comes after Japan-based Nippon Steel decided to invest in the iconic company U.S. Steel. Nippon Steel faced pushback over previous plans for an outright purchase of the American company.
A new development in the search for an escaped convict in Arkansas. Connell McShane has more.
The FBI is now offering a reward, $10,000, for any information on this convicted killer on the run in Arkansas. Again, this is the guy known as the Devil in the Ozarks. Authorities now say the escape of this former police chief, Grant Hardin, may have had something to do with his job in the prison kitchen. The search for Hardin continues by air and land, drones, helicopters, canine units, you name it, they're using it, making this manhunt even harder for the authorities as the rugged Arkansas terrain.
Well, Hardin has been serving decades in prison after being convicted in a 2017 murder and a 1997.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Seven, rape.
The exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast calls for increasing clouds for the afternoon as temperatures stay close to the 70-degree mark with a bit of a breeze at southwest wind around 15 miles per hour. We'll have a slight chance of showers into the evening and a better shot of even thunderstorms into the overnight as temperatures drop to around 50 degrees. And we're going to stay quite gloomy on Saturday. A chance of showers, mostly cloudy skies, temperatures rising into the middle 50s, partly sunny on Sunday, a few sprinkles inland with highs near 60. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Autumn Lewandowski.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line is Jeff Ampelmitz. He's the project manager for the Metro Rail Expansion Project. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. We're bringing him on to talk a little bit about the Supreme Court decision yesterday that limits the scope of environmental review of major infrastructure projects. Now, Jeff, we heard this in our newsroom, and we immediately started thinking about some of the major infrastructure projects here in Western New York, everything from the 33 to the 198 to, of course, Metrorail expansion, which has been talked about for several years now. What, if any, impact would this ruling have on projects that are, you know, somewhere along that long process here in Western New York?
Yeah, it's a good question, you know, but I think we have to wait and see how the dust settles and how those regulations get promulgated by the respective agencies. From our perspective right now, we're taking a very conservative approach to the project. We're looking at all the potential environmental impacts, right, from a socioeconomic and environmental standpoint. And, you know, we're going to continue on the path that we've been on for the past several years, where we look at all of those potential impacts and identify mitigation measures where appropriate.
How much do environmental reviews slow projects down? I mean, where would this project be, the light rail extension, if it were not for all of these reviews?
Well, it has been an almost 10-year process for us. We have undertaken really two environmental review processes. One first pursuant to the state regulations, New York State, and then a second, which we're currently under, which is the federal review. So no doubt it probably would have streamlined it. But nevertheless, I think we owe it to the community to look at this seriously from all of its potential impact standpoint, and not just this project, but really all infrastructure projects of this magnitude throughout the country.
The ruling has to do with a federal law, but I'm wondering, where a lot of these projects spend, you know, many years being debated, is that due to a federal regulation or is that due to some state laws? Does one usurp the other? You know, in other words, if we're limiting the scope of what's happening here with some of these NEPA laws, does that necessarily mean that in New York State things would move any faster?
Well, right now, it just really depends on the funding sources, right? The reason we are subject to the federal NEPA requirements is because at some point we anticipate pursuing federal funding to help support the project capital costs. If at some point we just said, you know, this is going to be a completely state-funded project somehow and there would be no federal involvement, we would still be subject to the seeker requirements. The good news is that we've completed a significant amount of this environmental review process to date. In fact, we hope to release our draft environmental impact statement this summer, and with the goal of wrapping that entire process up by the end of the calendar year. So really, at this point, it's not going to save us a lot of time because we're so far along in that process. And we're really happy that we took a very serious and conservative approach to this project over the years. I think the results will be much better. The proof will be in our ability to save costs, to implement the project in a more succinct and responsive way to the community. And again, we're just really proud of the work we've done to date.
What's the status of this project now? What's the timetable that you're looking at?
Yeah, I mean, so just as I mentioned, we are currently wrapping up our draft environmental review process. That's a draft environmental review statement. And we plan, in coordination with the FTA, to release that for public review this summer, likely in July. That'll kick off a 45-day public comment period where people in the public or any concerned agency will have an opportunity to review and comment on that document, which discloses all the potential impacts of the project, as well as our proposed mitigation measures. The goal, therefore, then, is to take the comments that we get during that period and roll that into the final environmental impact statement. We'll respond to all those comments where appropriate and hopefully have that issued with the FTA's record of decision by the end of the calendar year or early 2026. Beyond that, we continue to do our design work for the project. We hope to wrap up preliminary design, that's roughly 30% design, also by the end of the calendar year, and move into future design phases.
Now, you mentioned you're glad that there is some sort of lengthy process to get a lot of public input in the Metrorail expansion. But I'm just wondering from, you know, kind of a total perspective, when you look at all these transportation projects, have we kind of reached a point now where there is too much emphasis on this environmental review? Is it too much of a hindrance toward getting things done? I'm thinking, you know, namely of the 33 project right now, which has been a long time coming, but now has to go through yet another review because it wasn't properly done, according to a judge, before. Is it too much of a hindrance to get things done?
It certainly adds a lot of of layers of requirements and regulations, but you have to think of the consequences of if you don't properly review these projects and think of the impacts that projects have had across not only this country, but this community in particular from the middle part of the previous century, right? I mean, the thruway projects, the environmental justice concerns, and the impacts that some of these projects have on underserved communities, right? Or people that don't have an opportunity to participate in the process in a way that the SEAKER and NEPA processes are designed to help protect those interests, right? And protect people from disproportionate impacts of these projects. And I think it's really important for us to still consider those.
Is this extension a sure thing right now? Is there anything along the way here that could hold this up?
You know, nothing is a sure thing, but, you know, we've never been further along in this project than we are right now. And thanks to the support of the state, particularly the governor, our Western New York delegation, particularly former state senator Tim Kennedy, now congressman, we've been given a, really a great opportunity to advance this project to where we are today. And we feel as though it's in a very good position to compete with other projects across the country for that federal funding pot that we look to pursue.
Would you agree with the majority opinion on the Supreme Court? You know, they're, of course, talking very specifically about the National Environmental Policy Act. But in terms of what an environmental review should mean, that it should be to inform agency decision making, not to paralyze it, or that it should be a check, not necessarily a roadblock? Or do you see it differently?
Well, I think that's valid in really both ways. I mean, we don't want them to unduly delay projects. But at the same time, as I mentioned, it's very important for us to consider all the potential impacts of these projects, because when you're investing billions of dollars in your community for projects that are going to have impacts for decades down the line, you need to look at it from all of its potential areas of impacts, whether it's noise or vibration, air quality, you know, its impacts on people's lives, right? Because at the end of the day, this impacts people's quality of life, their access to opportunities, and their life chances and outcomes moving forward.
Hey, well, Jeff, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.